We are up to Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, about 10 lines on the top. We're talking about snake bites and so on, and we're continuing here. The last thing we said was that if somebody goes against the Dibri Chachamim, then there's no refuah in this, they'll be bitten by a snake. That's what happened to that person yesterday. So, Haiman, the Korche Chivya. Okay, everyone in the place. Haiman, this person that was wrapped around by a snake. So what should you do? You're being threatened by a snake. Is linchis lemaya, he should go to the water, the lischaif dikula, and he should put a basket, areshe, of this, it puts a basket on top of the head of the snake. And what his plan is, that the snake should climb up the basket. The lahat kemenei, and slowly take the basket down towards the snake, and, you know, with a snake on the basket, and slowly remove the basket from himself, and so the snake should completely go on top of the basket. If you do it too quickly, he'll get angry and he'll jump on you or something. Once the snake is on top of the basket, toss it in the water, and just go away. If somebody, let's say, there's a snake that's angry with you and is chasing after you, and he's like, you can see he's sniffing your footsteps. If you have a friend next to you, he's obviously chasing you, and he has your scent. If you have a friend, go on your friend's shoulder for four steps, and the snake will lose your scent. If not, jump over a little creek. You don't have one there. Go through a river. And so therefore, this way, you avoid the snake, but the snake is still after your scent. So, Balayla, on that night, when you go to sleep, Loisula, put your place under your bed, on top of four barrels, and then Benigna, you go to sleep, Bekachavah, you go to sleep in an open, no roof on top of you, so the snake can't climb up and then fall through the roof. And Balayla, Dalashuni, bring four cats, Balasina, Ba'arpo, Kari, the Puria, and tie them to the four legs of your bed. And then Balayla, Shchafi, bring little twigs. And things that make noise. So if the snake crawls there, the cats will hear him. The leash de hossam, and throw it there next to the four posts. The chishama koli, when the cats hear the sound, ochle, the cats will eat the snake. Okay. Haiman deroyit abasre. If there's a snake chasing after you, lead it beitol chosa. Try to run to a place where the sand dunes or a lot of sand, because snakes do not slither well in sand. Hai itza. Now comes to a different, astonishing part of the Gemara. That the Nachash in the Torah was envious of Adam and Chava. And even though the Nachash was punished and it became, it's now going on four legs, they just made a discovery last week of some other kind of prehistoric animals that were always under conception they walked on four legs, and they found that they only walked on two legs. So there was such a metzias back then, number of animals that used to walk on two legs. So the Nachash used to walk on two legs and was envious of Adam and Chava. So it seems that that envy is still there today in the Nachash, even though it's punished that you crawl on its stomach. Nevertheless, it has that jealousy. So if you chase the woman, there might be ulterior motives here. And we need to find out what the purpose of this chase is. So how you say the woman, the Chazir Chivir, she sees a snake. She doesn't know the snake warned her because she's a woman. Ostam wants to bite her. Is tishlach ma'ana, she throw off her shirt or one of her clothing, v'nidai kamein, toss it in front of the, of the snake. I mekarach b'hu, if the snake then wraps itself around his clothing, the daitele, you know that he has lust in his mind. V'ilai lo yod daitele. And if not, there's no lust there. Mai tekanta, so what is a way of, let's say that the snake does have lust, Tishamish kameh, she should have tashmish relations with her husband right in front of the snake, so that he'll despise it and walk away. Or you could dominate, that's worse. Koshkin to talk like you say, the lust will become even stronger. So what should you do? Elatishko mimadja, take one of her hairs and betufri from her nails, vetushdi bar and throw it at the snake. Vetema, she should say the following chant, Dishtna, I know, I want you to know that right now I'm menstruating, so you shouldn't have any interest in me. Ha Yitza, what about a woman? The ayil bochivya, the snake, a little, tiny little snake actually went inside her because of this lust. Lifsei v'lesvu atayt chavise. What she should do is that she should go ahead, she should open her legs and sit in two barrels. The lacey, open the legs wide so the snake can come out. The lacey bista shamna, she should put a fatty piece of meat. And the leash agumna, place it on coal so that the smell of the meat should rise and the snake should smell that. And that smell will override the lust that he has for her. The lacey agana tachli, she put on a basket full of cress. And the chamra, and she should then, what do you call it, rechsana, put on wine. It also has a very strong odor. Put it on the ground right underneath where she's sitting. The tikuni bahadadi, and she should mix together the two, the wine and the cress, so that the smell goes up. Then the linkai tzafsa, she should have like a plier in her hand, or a tweezer in her hand. The chimera chrecha, when the snake smells it, nothing will go out. The osi, and we'll go towards that basket, is the lishkale, she should right away grab a hold of the snake, the likalya bina, and throw it into the fire that's burning there, because otherwise, the eloi hadaloi, otherwise, after the snake eats some of that meat, we'll go right back to her, because of that lust. Then it says further in the Mishnah, kol ha'ichli, and all those food that you eat, you know, for the sake of refuah, is no good, but it, and you now do that on Shabbos. But if it's not for the sake of food, stop, people, you can eat it regularly or not, then you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos, and same thing with drinks. So why does Mishnah have to spell that out when he gave us a few examples, that any food which is not a Michael Brim, you cannot eat because it looks like medicine, but if it's a Michael Brim, even though you're eating it for medicine, it's all right. Blasui Maya, what's it come to teach you? It's come to teach you things that it's good for certain things and bad for other things. So we would have thought that maybe that's not already, it doesn't constitute the Michael Brim, a healthy food that people, healthy people eat. For example, Lasui Tchil Spleen, Lishinaim, which is very good for your teeth, but it's bad for your stomach. Or Kashinin, let's say, Leek Labnei Ma'ayim, is good for your stomach. Or Kashin, which is, I think, Vetch, is good for your stomach, but it's bad for your teeth. So therefore, we would have thought that something which is good for one thing and bad for another thing, maybe they shouldn't be you shouldn't be eating them on Shabbos. It looks like you're doing for medicine. That's what's coming to include. So this the seed over here, this animal fodder, you're allowed to eat on Shabbos because some people do eat it because it has of his benefits. Kol ha'mashkin, all the drinks, lasui mai. What are you coming to include? Lasui made slafin b'chaymus, caper juice with vinegar. Amalei v'nei l'rovei ma'olishas made a glan b'shabbos. Can you drink urine on Shabbos? Amalei, and we explain that urine definitely nobody drinks it unless it's for medicinal purposes. And so therefore, when it's obvious it's for medicine, you can't because the gzeirat rabbanon shchikas ha'mani might grind. You might grind your medicine. But Tanina, we learned, kol ha'mashkin shay, so you can drink any drink you want, but a medaglayim l'shasa inchi, but nobody drinks urine. Then it says in the Mishnah, you're allowed to drink whatever you want, except the water from palm trees. And then the kois, he caught in a cup of roots, right? Because that we said the cup of roots is because that's for jaundice, but you're allowed to drink this made the kolim if it's for thirst. So what in the world is this made to call water from palm trees? What is that? So we can learn it might be the water between the palm trees, or maybe the word is something else. Tanu learned chutzim made the kolim, water that's sharp and that's pointy, and that so the word is not really the kolim, but rather the word is the karim, right? That jabs. We'll soon see what that means. Mandat, and the other one says it means the kolim. So one braisa says it's the karim, water that jabs, and the other one that tears right through, and the other one says it's palm tree water. What does that mean? Mandatan made karim shehem doikrim esamara. They like pierce right through the gallbladder. Umando amar, and they help it out. Umando amar, so it cleanses you. Umando amar, the one who says made the kolim, the water of the palm trees, what does he mean by that? She yoitzim mishnei the kolim. It goes, it's a little creek that travels between two different palm trees, special palm trees. What do you mean? So he explains, my made the kolim, what do you mean palm trees? Umber abba barbarina, tarti, taloi, ika bemaravad, are two certain species of the date palms. That is called taloi, that's growing in the west. The Nafka Aina the Maya Manayu, and there's a spring of water that goes right in between them. Kosa Kami, that spring, the first cup you drink, Marfi loosens your bowels. Idach, the second one, Mishaushal causes you diarrhea. The Idach, if you have a third one, Kihecha da Ailhachi Nafka, there's nothing left in your bowels, so it goes in and out, the same color and the same everything, because there's nothing left, cleanses you out. So that's what we're talking about this Maida column. That's why you now drink this Maida column, because it's very obvious it's for medicine. Says the Gemara, Omar Ula say, Ladidi Shossi Shikr the Babloi, I once drank Babylonian beer, Umailim and I, it's better than the spring water, it's so powerful that it cleans you out. Buhud Le Rogul Bear Boy in Yemen, provided you didn't drink beer for 40 days. Because then beer becomes, it's very powerful beer, it has its derived effect. Abyesi says, you know what it is? You know what this made the kolim is? Oma Zesum Hamitzi, it's called Zesum Hamitzi, that's the made the karim. The water that he said that it goes right through your gallbladder and cleans it out, it's called Zesum Hamitzi. That's what it is. We didn't say yet what it is. Now what's Zesum Hamitzi? Well, Tilsa side, a third of it is barley, Tilsa Kurtumi, a third of it is saffron, but Tilsa Milch, a third of it is salt. And you mix the three together. A papa says, I agree, except not barley but wheat. Tilsa chiti, a third wheat, but Tilsa Kurtumi, a third saffron, but Tilsa, a third salt. The Siman HaChayim, remember who said what? It says in the Pasuk, see a sonny, that this is a certain vessel that you put dates in there. And so Simsoni, and has two samachs in it. So Rabbi Yosef, whose name has a samach in it, is the one who says that it is barley. B'shoselahu, and when he's supposed to drink it, when does it have his desired effect? The Zeisum HaMitzri, Bein Davchol Atzarta, between Pesach and Shavuos. The Komet Marpele. If you'll say, for example, that you have constipation, it will loosen your bowels. But the Rafi, if you have diarrhea, commonly it will tighten it. It has both purposes. The Koisi Kodim then says in the Mishnah about a cup that it sterilizes the person, and that's good for jaundice, but it sterilizes the person. So what are we talking about over there? What's this cup of Vikorin? My question, Korin, Omer Abir Mirchen said, Laisi, bring Miskel Zuz, the weight of one Zuz, bring the weight of one Zuz of Kuma Alexandri, that's the sap of an Alexandri tree, Miskel Zuz, and the weight of a Zuz of Gavya Gil of Alum, as Rashi says, Miskel Zuz, and the weight of a Zuz of Kurkuma, of Saffron, of Kurkuma Rishka. And bring then one zuz of of kurkuma rishma. That's saffron that grows in your garden. And what do you do with that? L'shchirim al-yadadi, you grind them all together, and this is what you do. And that's the koisi kodin. L'zova, when it comes to a zov, let's say a woman who in those days everybody used to have a very fixed cycle, and being a zova was considered like a sickness. It was an aberration. It wasn't the normal way. So if you want to remedy that, is lezava for a zava, what you do is a tilosa bechamra. Okay, he says by a zava, you put it together with wine. These three ingredients we just said, you put all three ingredients together and then you mix it with wine. And then what happens is, the loy me'akara doesn't have any bad effects on her, doesn't make her sterile or anything else. If you have jaundice, is trained b'shikra, take any of these two ingredients and drink it with beer, or mix it with beer. Umeka, but you should know that it will, with beer, it was going to cause someone to become sterile. The Gemara later will talk, so how can you take it? A person is not allowed to become sterile, as we'll see. Lezova, so we're going back to Zova. Plus of the Chamri, take all three ingredients, what we just said before, which is that Alexandrian sap and this garden saffron and then this alum, and you put it together. Let's say he doesn't have access to that. He's lice like cross the trees. He bring two cups of shamchi, bring two cups of onions, v'nishlik b'chamra, and cook it in wine, v'nishkaya, and drink it. And we should say to her, kum mizayvich, stop being a zav. The Eloi, if she doesn't have access to that, Lois, that person, Rochel, let her sit on the fork of the road, Velinka, the Kosa Chamriyoda, and hold a cup of wine in hand, Velaysa, Inish Machoid, let some man creep up behind her, Velivasa, and frighten her, and without her realizing the person is there, and Velaymala, and tell her, Kum Mizoivich. The Eloi, let's say we have no access to that either, Laysa, Buna, bring a fistful, the Kum, what's it called? Bring a fistful, the Kumina of Cumin, and the boina de marika, and bring a fistful of saffron. See, the saffron was very popular then, even though saffron is a very expensive spice. Ubuna de marika, and a fistful of the saffron. Ubuna de shavlita and a fistful of fenugreek, vinishlik bechamra, and boil them all up with wine. Vinishkai, give it a drink. Vinemel and tell her, kum is over, stop being a zov. Vila, you don't have answers to that. Lay say she's in she, the donor, bring 60 lids of a barrel, which is made out of cement, but it's not that tough. Vilishafya, and then first you soak in the water for a while, they soften up, and then you smear them on her. Vilemel, kum is over, stand up from your zov. Vila, if that doesn't work, or doesn't have access to it, lay say pashtina, bring a certain grass that doesn't go vertical, it grows horizontal. You know, it's like it spreads out over the ground. And velishle b'chamra, boil that in wine, velishafya, and smear it over. V'neim alakum ezoivich. V'iloi, if that doesn't work, lay say bring charnuga, rash is a kind of a grass, the higasa that grows among thorns, rumisa, it's a species of thorns, it's called rumis. The likli and boil it and boil it up. The lizbe b'shachke the kisne and then wrap it in, let's say, shreds of kisne. You should wrap it in shreds of linen. B'kait in the summer u'b'shachke d'amar and the shreds of the amagufne of cotton b'sifzu in the winter, and then do give that to her. B'ilay, if that doesn't work, likli sheva beidi, dig 7 holes in the ground. The likli bahu, and then go ahead and put boil in there or burn in there. Shabish the yalda, the orla, young branches of a vineyard which is still in the first 3 years. The linki the kozach ambiyoda, let her hold a cup of wine in her hand. The lukman bahu v'leisim bahu, and go from one hole to the next hole. She should sit on each top of each hole. And the ochal chodav, I call chodav chodav on every single one. Lein mela, tell her kum mezayvich. On 7, he sits in all 7 holes, one after another, and we tell her, get up, stop being a zov. V'ilay, that doesn't work. Lysis, me to bring fine flour, v'lizcha, mipalga, letatoi, and then brush it on the bottom part of her body. V'lema, tell her, kum mezayvich, stand up from your zov, stop being a zov. V'ilay, that doesn't work. Is lace, b'yasa, dinamisa, bring an ostrich egg, v'likli, and cook it up. V'lace, b'shachka, the kisna, b'kaita, and place it in the shreds of linen in the summertime, and uvashachid amagufna besisva, and cotton in the wintertime, and put it on her. V'iloy, that doesn't work. Liftabo chavis lechamra lishmo. Open a barrel of wine just for her sake, so she should drink a lot of wine. And that's supposed to help. V'iloy, if not, linkoy, you should take sarta ahir, the mishtakach that you find, bekafusa de kudne chivra. You have a white donkey that has dung, and somewhere buried in that dung, you find barley. So not here, barley. You find barley in that dung, and take that. Inokta chad yoyme. She holds in her hand just for one day, then paska tre yoyme. Her irregular period will stop for 2 days. Inokta tre, she holds in her hand for 2 days, paska tlasa yoyme. Her irregular period will stop for 3 days. Inokta tlasa yoyme, if she holds on to it for 3 days, paska la'olam. Her irregular period will stop forevermore. Okay, liyar koino. And we said the Mishnah for jaundice, we said Liyakoina is trein b'shikra. She said we should have two of those ingredients, the saffron and the alum. And the saffron and the alum and the third one was that sap from the Alexandra tree, two of those three, and have it with beer. And it will help for jaundice, but the result will also be, the side effect is that it sterilizes the person. So says the Gemara further, Trein b'shikra, one second, umek, and what happens is it becomes sterile. V'ilo, if you don't have that, laisei reisha de shibuta, the milcha, bring a fish called shibuta, which I told you once, Radak says it's called shibuta because during the week it's a deep sea fish, and it's found very deep in the ocean, you can't find it, but on Shabbos it surfaces, so therefore they're easy to catch. Well, that's what's called shibuta. And if you take the head of the shibuta, the milch of salt, we also had a chulin about the shibuta, which trait for thing it tastes like. The milch of velishleik b'shikra, and you cook it up with beer, velishte, and you drink it. V'iloi, if that doesn't work, lies you bring munina de kamtse, bring the juice of a locust. V'ileka munina de kamtse, if you don't have of locust. Lies you bring munina de nekide, some small little bird, species of small bird. V'la'ayla lebe boni, and bring it into the bathhouse, v'la'shafi, and smear it on yourself, because it's warm there. V'leka be boni, you don't have access to the bathhouse, look me bein tender l'guda, sit between the oven and the wall, because it's very warm there. And the idea is that you make it perspire. Amra be'echna reitze shi chamenu, and if you want to warm this up, y'kanchenu besadinoi, take this person who has jaundice, who's warm, and wrap it around the thing so it'll warm it up. Rabbi Yosef Choshbe, he once had, Rabbi Yosef had this issue over the Rabbi Kana did this method, the itzin, it worked. We later have access to that, is that method of the sadin, wrapping it up with the sadin and warming up that mixture. V'ilay, and if you don't have, leisei tlasek kvizei, bring 2-3 cups of tamri parsiyosa, these Persian dates. The tlasa kvizi and 3 cups, the kida dinashtrufa, of wax, bee wax, honey, that overflows from the beehive. The tlasa kvizi and 3 of cups ahala of alloy to line it, which is red. Vilishka linu bishikra, cook it all up in beer, vilishka and drink it. Ila, if that doesn't work, lay say ila bachamra, you should bring a young little donkey, v'legaleach mitziyosa d'reisha, you should shave the middle of the sick person's head, v'leshavag le'dama ma'afaisa, and put on there some blood from this young little donkey, and extract some of the blood, and v'leisu areisha, put it on your head, the person who just had his middle of his head shaved, on that shaven part, v'lezoi bein, you gotta be very careful, it shouldn't run into your eyes, d'lei l'samlu, shouldn't blind him. V'ilav, that doesn't work. Leisei, you should bring Reisha de Barchum, you should bring the head of a ram. The Monach Bekivsha, that was marinated in vinegar. The Lishleg Beshikra, go ahead and cook it in beer. The Lishtei, and drink it. V'ilav, and if that doesn't work, we don't have it. Leisei, Dovracha, bring a Chazer. Bring a chazah chutrana that has spots on it. V'likare, and rip it open. V'leisri alibe, and place in his heart. V'ilay, if that doesn't work, leisei karse, bring leek. Mekaboisa de mishrei, bring leek that grows in the middle of row of the in the garden rather than on the sides, because then it's much stronger. Mekaboisa de mishrei, and use that. Hutaya, there was this nomad, the Choshbe, that had these issues, Omle Leginoi, he told the gardener, Shkol Glimoi, take my shirt, Vahavli Misha de Karsi. Take my shirt, please, and give me this row of leek. Yoivle, Vahochle gave to me, Edit, Omle, he said, Oishle Glimich, Viganibe. Lend me your talus so I can sleep in the Koli a little bit. Ikre Gona. So he wrapped himself up in it and he went to sleep. But kad ichamim, and become when he got warmer, he stood up. Nofa purtimene, the sickness that he had, he was very very hot and very sick. It slowly with preparation, he made himself so hot that the perspiration then had it coming off. It was coming off in flakes from him, and he was no longer sick. Okay, that finishes the medicine part. Now the Gemara goes into an issue. L'choyde, how can you take this medicine when the side effect is that it causes you to become sterile? Says the Gemara, L'yarkoyne, you said for jaundice. Train b'shikra umek, it causes you to become sterile. L'mishori, how can a person make themselves sterile? What time we learned? M'nayin l'sidus ba'odom shu'asur, how do you know that a man is not allowed to make himself sterile? And we bring a whole issue. Tayshari wants to know, why don't we just talk about puravu? It's a mitzvah of puravu. And that's why you now make yourself sterile. Forget about the issa of making yourself sterile. So one answer perhaps is that he already has children. But then Taisa says that even if you have children, you still have Mrs. Rabbanon, we'll have more Yivamis, that, even after you fulfill your mitzvah puravu, you still shouldn't stop. So how come we don't just say that? Talk about that issa. So Taisa answers, because there is an opinion that says that once you're Mekayim Puravu, there's no longer any Issa of sterilizing yourself. So we want to ask a question according to everybody. Okay, forget about the Mitzvah Puravu. What about the Issa of Sid? Tamaloimus, we bring I know it's Asr, because it says in the Pasuk, it talks about it says there, V'artzachem loisasu. It talks about you're not allowed to sterilize yourself and castrate yourself and all that. It says, V'artzachem, in your land, loitasu. You shouldn't do them. So ba'artzchem l'chayda. What do you mean ba'artzchem? Nothing to do with the land. Any issa which is on a person is also wherever you are, not just in Eretz Yisrael. It's only agriculture that all these Isurim are in Eretz Yisrael. So what do you mean ba'artzchem? So we say that it means wherever you are, but bam, b'chem means in you. It's also wherever you are. And loisasu l'chem, mitashen loisasu, that it shouldn't happen by itself. So we see even by itself, in other words, even though you didn't stand there and capture yourself, if you take a medicine, which the result is that you are sterile, you're not allowed to do that. So the Gemara says, hanim hizli ko b'chavin, if that's your purpose, is to sterilize yourself. Hochama atzmahu, here you're doing it on its own. Here you're doing it on its own. This is the Gemara, since it happens, so his Gemara makes a chiddush here that if you sterilize yourself and it wasn't intentional, then you're all right. Says the Gemara, how can it be? The Amar Rabbi Yechonah said, if you want that a tarnagol should be castrated and not to continue to jump in all the tarnagolism, yitzel kabaltoi, remove over here like his part of his beak, his crown, umistares me'elav. And then the burden suddenly no longer has any interest in impregnating all the hens over there. So we see, you're not allowed to be masaris, the animal either. You're not allowed to castrate the animal. So zarayi from either what? But if that was not your intention, or you did another pool, and the result was that, then it's all right. So what are you talking about? That has nothing to do with castrating. This is the pride of the rooster that, you know, he feels it has his crown. And when he loses it, he feels he lost his dignity, so he lost interest, not because he's castrated. He can still have the same abilities, he's embarrassed. We're talking about, hey, you're ready, you're saris. Right, you're not allowed to do that, but ready, you're saris. Why can't you do it? Why isn't it double shame miskaven? So here we have a very interesting machlekes rishonim. According to some rishonim, from here you learn out that a dover she'ein miskaven we paskin, which is mutter on Shabbos, that we paskin Rabbi Shimon is only a din in Shabbos. But kol ha'teir kula we paskin like Rabbi Huda that dover shame miskaven is awesome. And therefore over here in those dover shame miskaven is awesome. However, Tosfos disagrees. He holds kol ha'teir kula dover shame miskaven is mutter, but over here is a psikreisha. Because it's not just it's a possible side effect, but rather, you know, this is a side effect that is the definite, and therefore it's a psikidesha. So over here, when our Mishnah says you can take it, but be aware that you'll become sterile, we're talking about somebody who's sterile already. So the Gemara is saying, what are you saying? That somebody's already sterile, there's a lot of continue taking different potions, make them more sterile. You can't. Even though we have a machlekes regarding a bechor that has a seizure of blood, if you're allowed to take more blood out of him or not, because you know you don't make a wound in a bechor, but already has a wound. Can you make another wound or repeat the wound? Because all you're doing is making a wound in a baal mum. Is that an issur or not? There's a machlekes. Some say yes, and some say no. So even the one who says that you're allowed to, but they're all made that. By a carbon mincha, you're not allowed to make a chametz. It's all made that even though one of the stages you already made a chametz does not give you license to make the next stage in chametz as well. The first activity you made the mincha chametz. The second activity, you're preparing it and then baking it. The second activity, you're not allowed to go ahead and make a chametz again. Shuchayv, and you're even a veda. Shenemah, it's not possible. It's not possible. One possible that you shouldn't bake chametz. Another puzzle is sa'as chametz should make chametz. If you're not allowed to make chametz, of course you're not allowed to make chametz either. So why does the Torah have to then itemize you shouldn't bake chametz? To tell you, just like baking is one particular step of the procedure, and you chayv on it. So the same thing here is every other step you chayv on as well. So mesaris achem chayv. So mesaris achem mesaris also chayv. If someone is already a saris and you make him do another thing to make him more saris, or a saris from another angle, you're chayiv as well. For example, Shlomo it says umoch v'kosus v'nosu v'kodesh, the four different stages of castrating. Now lechayiv imal kodesh chayiv. If it's cut partially, you are chayiv. You don't completely cut it off, only partially, and it's still the testicle is still sitting inside the sack. You're chayiv al nosuk was completely removed. The kosh came. Ela lahavi noisik acha kodesh chayiv. Even though you're already disentangled, what do you call it, the testicles, if you could go another step, you're chayiv again. So a sodis is not allowed to take this medicine either. The Elul B'Zak, we're talking about an old person who can't have children anyway. Says the Gemara, it's not so. An old person should never give up of hope of being able to procreate. Because Amar Rabbi Yechonon, we had another Pedik in Shas where we talk about all different medicines. Rabbi Yechonon says over there that in Misha Ochzu, Hein Harzurun Lemeroisa, he took a certain medicine, and even though he was an old person, he became very virulent, he became very young, and he was able to procreate. So a zakin is not allowed to make himself sterile, because you can never, till the day a person passes away, they can always become unsterile. Ella Beisha, you're right, by a man, there's no way that he can ever take a medicine that makes him sterile, but we're talking about a woman. And by a woman, she doesn't have the mitzvah of peruvu, so therefore, she's allowed to. Says the Gemara. So right now, we're tying together the mitzvah, the isur of sadis, to the mitzvah of peruvu. If you have mitzvah of peruvu, you can't be misadis. If you don't have mitzvah of peruvu, you could. Well, Rabbi Yechon Breiker, the Amar Hashneim, who Oimer, Rav Baruch Oisim, Lekim, Ayim, and peruvu, that Rabbi Yechon Breiker holds that a woman has equal mitzvah of peruvu like a man. Mayikalameimah, so she can't take this. This medicine either. We're talking about biskena. We're talking about a woman who's a skena, and it seems that those medicines, the Gemara that talks about it by a man, can become virulent again. But by a woman, once you go past a certain date, you can't. Inami or ba'akara. In fact, that's why the Evan Ezra in Chumash has a big problem with this idea that Yecheved was able to have children at the age of 130, and so on. How come such a big nest, even bigger than Sodor, is not mentioned anywhere? The Gemara says here, that a woman, once she reaches past that age, there's no way she can have children. A man, Rabbi Yechonon said, he was able to take medicine, everything worked out, but a woman can't. So if such a nest happened that Yecheved gave birth at the age of 130, why isn't it mentioned? Moshe, Miriam, all of them, she was very old. Inami or ba'akora, that she's barren, and therefore she doesn't have the Iser of Siris. Okay, that basically is today's Gemara.